definitely takes time to prepare students for these roles. I would emphasize that it's not without benefits. It certainly has payoffs. We know that youth who are more actively involved in their own transition planning are ultimately more motivated to work towards those goals and ultimately accomplish those goals. But they have to be equipped with the skills and the knowledge and the attitudes to participate meaningfully and effectively in those kinds of planning meetings. One approach, I think, is to simply draw upon the growing number of existing programs and curricular materials that are already out there that have already been designed to equip students in exactly this way. The number of them that offered fairly structured approaches, things like the self-directed IEP, the Whose Future Is It Anyway curriculum, Take Charge for the Future, Next Steps, and a number of others that have all been evaluated with students with disabilities and really lay out a step-by-step what's involved in leading an IEP meeting. And I think incorporating either those curricula into your class or drawing upon components that you know would be really helpful for a particular student can at least make the planning aspect of that much more efficient for you as a teacher. There's also ways that you can involve students in things like role-playing as a group for an upcoming transition planning meeting, followed by a time of discussion and reflection on how that went. You might have students who have either graduated or who are a little further along in their transition process share with younger students about their experiences leading their own transition planning meetings. Or you could even connect students to any number of community organizations or self-advocacy groups that also give students opportunities to build those self-advocacy skills and skills they would need to ultimately lead their own planning meetings.